everyone. We are back with the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, your chief host, and joining me is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Hello!
What's going on, guys? I hope you're having a fantastically fabulous night.
Indeed, wherever you are in the world, morning, night, evening, anywhere in between. I hope it's great.
Yeah.
Next on the show, we have Noble.
I gotta rebuild that brick wall again.
Why? Did you bash it with something?
What? Yeah, my head.
Fuck. You know, I actually wanted to do that on Wednesday. Because of something I kind of regret. Anyway. It's going to be fun, though. Just get yourself a ton of bricks and a ton of paste. I think, you know? It's all good. And last up, we have No Dragons, Please.
Hey there. How's it going, everybody? There's a dude on a gas-powered moped to the left of me, which is interesting.
Does he have a barbecue?
No, he doesn't. But he has, like, those goggles that you would expect to see in, like, a Mad Max film or something. So yeah. I'm not sure if I should be impressed or afraid, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see how this goes.
You know, I still remember there was a meme of somebody who put a cannon in a Vespa as a war machine in the days of World War.
Oh, my goodness. Kind of sounds like a Mad Max of, like,
Now, if you want Mad Max, you put friggin' flamethrowers in the back and some extra gas cans.
True.
But yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
Sorry. Usually, when it comes to people in vehicles that are sort of attracting attention, I always think in America it's someone cooking food.
You know, I usually expect that as well. But no, this is not the strangest thing I've ever seen in downtown Denver, but it's up there.
You know, you would think that in this, you know, in other parts of the states, like in the South, they put barbecues on their, you know, friggin' Dodge Rams and stuff.
Oh, that sounds good, actually, right now. It's been cold here, so barbecue would be very, very, very welcome, because that means summer's around the corner.
Yeah, buddy, it's May. It should be warm-ish.
Yeah.
No, not here.
I mean, I get it. Like, you have friggin' temperamental winters all the way up to April.
Pretty much.
Damn. There's just really no rest from the cold from you, hey?
Oh, by the way, guys, speaking of what month it is May, which is Mental Health Awareness One. And No Dragons actually is involved with their particular charity, which we should all hear about.
Yeah.
Take it away.
Yeah, so they're the Second Wind Fund. They were started up a few years ago when there was a large string of high school suicides. Hmm. Basically, it started with a lot of parents that got together and tried to raise funds for people who might not be able to afford mental health care. And so it's continued to this day. And, you know, as a creator who has had mental health problems in the past, and, you know, with it being May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month, mm-hmm. I decided to go ahead and reach out to them, and I'm going to be donating all of the funding I get from YouTube, Twitch, any of my social media stuff to them for the month of May.
All right. God bless.
Yeah. And,
for those of you who would like to donate, you can check out this link.
Come to thesecondwindfund.org. Mm-hmm. And there is a donate button on the top right corner. They've got a list of projects that you're able to donate to. Donate online. You may mail a check.
Yeah, and they're pretty open to how they're able to accept donations. I actually saw, so also on, you know, not to pitch too much for Colorado, but there's a Colorado Gives website as well where you can find other charities if, you know, you ever want to support another charity, and you can actually start fundraisers for them as well.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
Back a few years ago, one of my best friends who was a furry, unfortunately passed due to suicide. He was very depressed. And I think that this charity can at least help some people, hopefully. Right.
I would like to add as well,
that'd be nice.
This one's for young, for the young as well, it's for teenagers. Because after all, if you read the about why we're here, it's claimed suicide is the leading cause of death for youth in Colorado. And recent data indicates that even one school year, 1 in 5 Colorado high school students reported seriously considering suicide. And yeah, you really got to think about it, and you feel for these people because they've got their lives ahead of them. And
right,
and
this charity will help use these this capital to help go to resources to help people in these situations.
Right, and I think if you start when you're younger, it's a lot easier to work through some stuff than say when you get to be almost 30, and you finally decide, oh, why don't we try this therapy thing? And then you're like, wow, wish I did this 10 years ago or something.
Right, of course. But, I think that any kind of donation that anyone at any age can do to help with this is beneficial.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, and right on, man. And honestly, No Dragons, thank you so much for promoting this charity. It really does help a lot, and we're here for you.
Oh yeah, of course. So I've been in contact with them. I'm thinking that this will start being a yearly thing, every May. I'll hopefully as I grow, that means we can get more for them so they can help more youth.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Yeah, right on, man.
Yeah, so I've been talking with them, and seeing, also you can sign up as a volunteer if you do live in Colorado. So you can always do that as well, especially if you're a counselor or a school. They really recommend schools and counselors getting involved with them because it gives them a network to pretty much send the youth who are getting access to care through them, somewhere to go.
Yeah, right. Of course. That makes total sense. Well, for now, those of us who aren't counselors or who happen to be in that particular field, but if we just want to donate just to help out, there's the link for it.
Yeah. So I'll say this again, thesecondwindfund.org. And if you do want to get involved in your whatever region, there's always a local charity, for youth suicide prevention in your neck of the woods, wherever that may be. So there you go. Thank you so much once again, No Dragons, please.
Of course. Thank you guys for letting me talk about it.
Absolutely. It means so much to you that, you're willing to do this.
It's a very important issue. Yeah.
All right. So, shall we dig in to the meat of the show?
Oh, definitely.
All right. So, it's come to our attention suddenly. Live Leak has come to its end after a 15-year run.
Should we play Taps for Live Leak service?
No, I just want to give you guys a little rundown of what Live Leak is, because this might sound a little crazy, but people my age, in their 20s and stuff, they might not even know what Live Leak is. So let me give you a rundown. All right, Live Leak was a video sharing website, kind of like YouTube or Vimeo or BitChute, where, people can upload videos, right? But yes. LiveLeak was specifically geared towards one of the more controversial things. Like, they would have videos of wars or
politics.
Battles or politics. Yeah, just the legit, raw footage of what's going on. This is the kind of website that shows you the battles in Afghanistan or something crazy like that. And everything in between. But after about 15 years, no, it's, I don't know.
It's come to its end. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like they're done.
Yeah, it has come to its end. I know I was, you know, I've heard of the site even then, like during its early days. I really, you know, use the site once in a blue moon to see stuff that I can't see. Because, you know, there are, LiveLeak is really famous for showing things that, you know, YouTube news outlets won't show as well.
Right, but that's not a bad thing. In fact, I think LiveLeak is one of the few good sites out there that promotes freedom of speech. You know, people who are literally there, like, let's say if there's a protest going on and they're in front of some government building and they're taking pictures of people, well, yeah, that's going to be on LiveLeak. You know, YouTube doesn't like any of that political stuff. Hell, YouTube algorithm doesn't like anything. We all know that. But no, LiveLeak has really been kind of just the raw, basic footage of people there at these places, whatever event is going on. And they're all about that. So I'm not sure exactly why they decided to leave. Maybe they couldn't afford their servers anymore, and I don't know.
Actually, I shall read you to you the websites. Well, now LiveLeak has gone offline, and in its place is a new site called ItemFix.
Yes.
But there is a letter from its creator, Hayden Hewitt from Manchester.
But yeah,
who has this to say? Dear LiveLeakers, I'm sure you're wondering what's going on right now, so it's only right and proper that you get a full explanation. 15 years ago, we felt the project we were working on had peaked and it was time to move on. LiveLeak was born. Although it's an overused analogy that the last 15 years have been an insane roller coaster for all involved. Highs, lows, and some rather worrying bits where it felt like we were upside down. The thing is, it's never been less than exhilarating, challenging, and something we were all fully committed to. Nothing lasts forever, though, and as we did all those years ago, we felt LiveLeak had achieved all that it could do, and it was time for us to try something new and exciting.
Right. So, this is basically a LiveLeak's statement of why they decided to close down. It's sad.
Well, at least that's the public reason why they've shut down.
That is the public reason. Exactly. That's what I meant.
Yeah. It tells one side of the story. The other
thing
side
is,
of the story
I think it also has a lot to do with finance, too. The fact that it's very expensive to run a hosting site for stuff like this. You know, when advertisers aren't backing you anymore, when people are, you know, thinking, oh, you're posting controversial things, we're not going to pay you anymore because we don't like that. And then they had to make a decision.
Right, yeah, I mean, definitely, especially video sharing services are never cheap to run. In fact, you know, YouTube itself actually runs at a loss, and the only reason it makes revenue is because of advertisers. So
exactly, but the thing is with YouTube, the content creators, they have to censor themselves and they have to be all, you know, careful about like what language they say. Oh, I can't say certain words, I can't talk about certain topics. But on platforms like LiveLeak, they would post raw images of events going on, and you know, it's up to the viewers to determine their own position or what perspective on the matter. You know,
I don't know, when there was a lot of protests going on, I saw plenty of them on YouTube, so it seems a little double standard-ish.
But the thing is, you probably saw those videos on YouTube that they were like some mainstream media showing you, well, Hong Kong and all that crap. But LiveLeak, they've done a lot of really good work, especially when it comes to promoting some not so good thing. I'm not gonna get into the details. right?
Yeah, well, and I mean, also the thing is they were probably a lot safer than, you know, because it's not like you can't find this stuff if you try hard enough, but, you know, what are you really risking looking for what you're trying to look for? You know, are you risking bricking your computer? You know, stuff. I'm sure LiveLeak was a lot safer than...
Well, yes, it was. And that's the thing that I was talking about, because when it comes to LiveLeak, you know, I've heard about ISIS and their propaganda videos. I'm sure you've heard about this too, right? Like, everyone said, ISIS is using social media to send their propaganda videos about their organization. Well, I was able to actually watch some of ISIS's propaganda videos, and that was on LiveLeak. Like, that's where I saw it.
Now, hold on. Are you talking about the terrorist organization or what became Google Wallet?
Yeah. I'm saying LiveLeak allowed ISIS to post some of their videos on their website. So maybe that's why they're shutting down? I mean, I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't remember them getting any warns about it, but no. I've seen some of their propaganda videos, and like, it wasn't terribly crazy, but it was just what they promoted on those websites, and LiveLeak was one of them.
Well, yeah, all that organizations trying to get a hold of is just more soldiers that they can just throw out to get basically slaughtered. That's the whole point. And successfully, they were able to do that. But it's with sites like this that you fall into the position of, well, do we allow everything or do we start moderating? And then how do we moderate? What do we choose to moderate? And fortunately, when you decide to moderate the wrong thing, well, that's when you start getting into trouble.
Yeah, and it's also when advertisers start getting angry at you. And, you know, that's kind of the main... That's the main flow of most internet-based websites is advertising, so...
Yo, No Dragons, you're absolutely correct. That's why that happened. Because they're like, well, we can't be giving you guys ad money if you're going to promote these things that our company, you know, might have a problem with in the future. So...
Right. Yeah, so that's what they did. Now, here's the interesting thing. In LiveLeak's place is a site called ItemFix. And that's what you go and that's what you get if you know, enter LiveLeak. And well, let's have a look at the, you know, about it. They're still in beta and there's still a lot of things that need to be worked on. So, if we look at the frequently asked questions, what is ItemFix? ItemFix is a website that lets users post and edit, quote-unquote, fix video, image, and audio files, which are items. And so, basically, it's, you know, you post stuff, you make edits out of it, and, you know. So, I don't know what they're doing with this, but, well. Oh, what do you guys think?
I think we need another platform to do the same thing that LiveLeak did. I really do.
Yeah.
You know, like, protests or anti-government or just anything, really. Like a police brutality or anything like that, serious issues like videos that people need to see, that people should see, that should be on a platform that we can watch so we can make our own opinions, you know?
I agree. Oh, sidebar. Yeah. We definitely need a site like this because YouTube, so you know those Ring doorbells are like those video doorbells where you can record people doing shady things if they are trying to do shady things at your home?
Yeah.
Apparently, and I read this in YouTube, YouTube does not allow those to be on YouTube. So we need like a site that actually allows it, right? because if I'm going to, you know, say some random shady person, and it doesn't matter, you know, what they look like because they're just a random shady person, and I get a full, like, face thing, you know, and I want to send that into the police, be like, hey, this guy, like, tried breaking into my house. You know, what can I do? Because, ring doorbells, I think you set them to, like, upload to YouTube, and if YouTube doesn't allow it, then, like, where does it really go now?
Well, the thing is that would have to be made public. If they're set to private or restricted only, then hopefully YouTube doesn't see it, but, well, then again.
Yeah, I mean, YouTube sees everything. They see everything. They know everything. They're the Illuminati. Oh, no. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm never a fan of platforms closing down because it just restricts the market, is the best way to put it. Because it was the same thing like when Mixer closed down. Like, oh, no, now it's only YouTube and Twitch. I mean, realistically, there's other streaming platforms, but they're not ever going to be as big as YouTube or Twitch or even Mixer had the chance to be. So where's the competition? I'm one of those people who thinks competition is good for business.
Oh, most definitely. I agree. And I know a lot. I know I don't use item fix. Well, I know I don't use live leak, you know, very much. But there was a lot. You know, it was just full of a lot of, you know, interesting things that, you know,
yeah,
you couldn't get otherwise. That's why I was, you know, I'm sorry to see it go. You know, and as much as you wanted to give it like a really good send off, well, I don't know. Maybe you had something in mind, like you want to pull one out for them?
I don't know. We can always see how item fix is going to do, I guess. You know, it's still in beta, so. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. We'll stay optimistic.
Yeah, there's that. There's, you know. And, you know, we'll just see, you know, we'll see where that gets around. So. Apart from all of that, though, shall we move on to the next item?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Let's do it.
Yes. Ah, yes. Snow White, welcome to the Cancel Club. Damn it.
That's all I can muster is...
You know what the cause of this was? Yeah, a real big site, yes. Was somebody penned an article complaining about Snow White's new Snow White ride in Disneyland in California, which had just reopened, mind you. Yeah, so let's read along.
Okay.
Let's get this out of the way first. Snow White's Enchanted Wish, the revamped ride that replaced Snow White's Scary Adventures in Disneyland, is really good. Yeah. The attraction preserves much of the charm of what originally opened in 1955 at the park's debut. Gives it a more cohesive storyline that shoots to the 1938 movie. It also adds in the movie's biggest problem, but we'll get to that in a minute.
My goodness. So, the next... paragraph of this article.
Right.
Disneyland reported Friday after more than 400 days and wait times for Snow White's Enchanted Wish were consistently the highest in the park of all day because people were so excited and there was something new at the park's opening. So they're very excited about this, obviously.
Yeah. I would too if I haven't been to a theme park in a year.
Oh yeah, right. Me too. I agree.
Yeah. And now, you know, the new items that they put in. Look at the, you know, in the mines of the Seven Dwarves. Yeah. Pretty flashy. It's got, you know, lots of new elements in there.
See, this is what confuses me, why people totally lost their shit about this story.
Right. Yeah, and like the article in SF Gate says, there's a big problem, and you know, we're about to get to that. We are now. This is where it gets interesting.
Where?
Now the article says the new ride includes a more comprehensive storyline, but that's also the problem. The new grand finale of Snow White's Enchanted Wish is the moment when the prince finds Snow White asleep under the Evil Queen's spell and gives her, quote-unquote, true love's kiss to release her from the enchantment. A kiss he gives to her without consent while she's asleep, which cannot possibly be true love if only one person knows it's happening.
Why do they have to say it like that? Bro, she was dead. Okay, Prince Charming came... And they're like, wow, the only way to break the spell is to kiss her because she's not awake. And to make her awake is... How is this misogyny? I mean, seriously, how?
Avira, I'm going to say a very controversial statement, right? It doesn't have to have facts if you just use the words misogyny...
Yeah, sexism, but it's not. This is a fucking Disney story, like princesses and charming and crap. Like, really?
I have to wonder why they update this ride anyway.
So I'll tell you this, right? Because I don't know if you've ever read the Snow White story that isn't Disney. No. Disney's a lot more censored. Let's put it that way. All right.
I agree with that.
Disney, you know, Disney turns what is actually kind of a very, very, like, controversial story and makes it like, okay, well, it's a nice little fairy tale, right? Because if you've read the actual Snow White story and not the Disney version, it's pretty, yeah. Let's put it that way.
Well, yeah.
And I'm surprised people aren't more outraged about that than Disney. But, you know, because it's Disney and because it's cool to hate on Disney, we're going to hate on Disney.
It's not cool to hate on Disney. I mean, Disney's just an evil corporation and fuck them.
I mean, yes, but yeah. I'm saying that's also the trend right now.
Oh. Well,
is
good.
Oh, is Disney did it. We must hate them.
Well, yeah.
You know something? There was a memo that they missed about the whole Snow White thing.
Oh, yes.
It's fairy tale, not a life lesson.
Oh, but don't you know that fairy tales have to be life lessons? Because clearly parents aren't ever going to teach their children the difference between fantasy and reality. Only TV can do that.
Sorry, Joel, what were you going to say?
Oh, that was that. That was interesting. Yeah. Like, I mean, this is exactly right, like what No Dragons was saying. Fantasy versus reality. And
right down to it, here's how I understand the whole situation. Because if you look at one part of it, then yeah, it can seem wrong. Snow White was put under a spell by a witch so that she would sleep until she was kissed. From what I understand about the story, the prince knew what was going on.
Right.
So he purposely went there to wake her up. That was the whole mission.
Right. But here's the problem with these kind of things is people always find that one thing out of context and then completely like blow it up to something that it's not.
Sorry, but the person at fault here is the witch. for putting Sin, for putting her into that situation. That's it. It's not Prince Charming. He's the one who comes in and saves the day. It's the witch who basically causes the problem. Now, with this being stated, I have to say this, but does that mean if a woman is unconscious, having, you know, been in the water, and the only lifeguards are around, or the only trained people are men, is it still considered non-consensual if a guy tries to resuscitate a woman?
It doesn't matter what gender the person is. Look, if someone's dying, and like a male or a female is able to save their life, I mean, yeah, who fucking cares?
Hey Vera, the SJWs care, and we know we have to go by what they say.
No, it doesn't, bro. If I was drowning, I wouldn't care who saved me. I would be thankful that somebody saved me. And really? Like, yes! Hooray! I'm alive!
You wouldn't accuse them of, oh, how dare you not ask me for consent before performing CPR to save my life?
No! I wouldn't give a flying bonkers! Like, what do you... No! I wouldn't! I'd be like, wow, I'm alive! God bless you, thank you!
Hey, Barry, you know
how I see this whole thing.
You know, silly. I'm just playing devil's advocate, right?
I know y'all are. It's just a silly thing, man. Like, people actually think that. Like, oh, well, how dare you?
I've heard
there of are, in the past. There are people that actually think it, though, and that's kind of the sad part.
Well, okay, so I would rather be alive than be dead and offended.
There have been situations where I've seen reports where people have been saved, and they've sued the person who saved them, whether it's pulling a guy out of a car just before it explodes.
Oh, yeah. Didn't the Incredibles movie make a joke about that? Where, like, someone tried to kill himself, and then Mr. Incredible saved him, and he got all upset. He's like, how dare you save me from that? I wanted to kill myself, but now you saved me, and now I'm upset.
I'm surprised that Pixar actually did that, because that was, like...
Yeah, they did. That was fucked, right? That was crazy.
That was crazy. But, you know, on the flip side, you know, people will sue for anything. You've heard the story about the guy who broke into someone's house, and a woman left a knife on a counter, and because he was breaking in, he somehow, like, not fatally injured himself, but he hurt himself to the point where he couldn't commit the robbery, and then he turned around and sued the lady and won.
Yeah. I did hear about that.
There was another case, this was years ago, I mean over a decade ago, where a guy had gotten into a car accident and someone driving by stopped, pulled the dude out of the car, and the car exploded after he was removed. However, in removing the individual, the person who was in the car accident's back was broken, so they basically are paraplegic.
Oh my goodness.
Tried to sue the guy who saved his life. And the judge, I hope this is true, but I don't know if it is. The judge turned around and said, you wouldn't be here today if that asshole didn't pull you out of that car.
I am sure that the judge didn't say that, but he might have said something. He might have said something that alluded to that. Because you've seen Judge Judy, right? She doesn't pull any punches.
Oh, hell no. I mean, that's why if you want to go in front of that woman, you got to make sure you're on the right side of the law. Because if you're not, don't act like a stupid prick.
Man, I wouldn't even want to go in front of Judge Judy. If someone was like, hey, I'm going to take you on Judge Judy, I'll be like, all right, how much do you want right now? How much to not go on Judge Judy? I'll pay you.
I'm sorry, but if you're on the right side of things, Judge Judy is the absolute best person to be in front of.
Well, yeah.
Because she's going to ring out the other guy, but you make sure that you don't react to her, to her at all, because if you start bursting out laughing, you're going to get kicked out of the courtroom or worse. But anyway, going back to this whole thing,
All right, I have a meme to share with you guys.
Please.
It's the one you sent me. The Snow White meme. It's the, you know, Snow White and the prince. And then the prince backs out and says, wait, this wouldn't be consensual. And what happens after that?
She dies. Snow White dies.
Yeah.
It still alludes to that, you know, the statement I made originally, which is, resuscitating a person of the opposite gender or another person. If they accidentally drown and you resuscitate them, is that still considered non-consensual?
I'll tell you how you can tell the difference. If they have an SJW thing anywhere on them, then no, it's apparently not consensual. But if they are not an SJW and they're just a reasonable human being, they probably don't care. They're probably like, hey, you saved my life. You're cool.
Oh, damn. Well, I was going to say, like, if you identify as an Apache attack helicopter, then I don't know exactly what exhaust port I should be blowing my life into to save you. However, if you're either a male or female, yeah, I know how CPR works and I can totally help with that. So that's all well and good. All right. There's only two genders. Get real.
Excuse me. Are you saying I cannot be an Apache attack helicopter? I'm feeling oppressed, Avira.
I'm saying, should I stroke your helicopter fins or should I blow into your exhaust? Like, that's all I mean.
Get my rotor going. That's all I'm saying. Get that rotor going.
Right. Exactly. You see.
Do you two seriously need to be put in a room alone?
I mean, no. Maybe. I don't know. But it's all just silly nonsense at this point.
I'm sorry, but anyone who turns around and agrees that this kiss was non-consensual, you clearly understand their ideology.
Yes, I know. And the thing is, if someone is choking to death, if they're dying, I really don't see how, you know, trying to help save their life is bad.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Okay, Avira, I'm going to post a hypothetical question to you.
Okay.
What if they are a Generation Z person? What do you do then? Because those people don't want to live. I tell you what. I don't know if you've seen Generation Z TikToks or anything, but...
Oh, believe me. I want to say that, you know, Generation Z is with, you know, they post that stuff all over TikTok.
This might sound
they don't want to live.
I know, okay, but...
But we have to save their life.
This might sound a little crazy to people, but I don't want to see people get hurt. Or die,
no,
or anything like that.
I agree.
I don't. If I'm in that situation, I'm gonna do whatever I can to try to help. You know, I don't.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what exactly that question was. You mean like if I saw someone like choking on something, like would I try to help them? Yeah, I probably would.
Even if they were Generation Z and they constantly say they wish to die, which, by the way, if that's really actually the case, you should get help. May
well,
mental health awareness month.
If they wish to die, yeah, exactly. Good circle back to that. Yeah, I would definitely call someone, you know, emergency services. Like if they wanted to die, yeah, of course, yeah. Man. I'm not a fucking monster. What are you talking about?
The monsters are the ones that we keep inside ourselves. They're not under the bed. Philosophical thoughts by dragons.
God damn it, Sully.
One, yeah. This one really made me think.
Do we have any good live comments?
Oh, yeah. Dutch Dog. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Been here for 39 minutes. Still don't know what's about. Hey, you keep tuning in. You know, the Snow White thing was, you know, was basically about consent and how they pulled the ride out, you know, how they want the ride to be pulled because of that. And yeah. But yeah, back to the whole Disney, I think I say the ride should stay. Come on. Came here. I mean, that was, it was just recently installed. Came here. Come on. You don't want to disappoint the, you know, the fans, do you? You know, what even is there to get, you know, up in arms about? Nothing. Right?
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is just insanity. Yeah. This is why I need to keep rebuilding that damn brick wall.
Ari, here's an idea. Get a very, like, nice little foam helmet so that when you are, like, smashing your head through the brick wall, it's not actually damaging the brick wall. That way, you build the brick wall once, but you smash your head endlessly. It's a win-win scenario.
Okay, or no, basically push but yourself. He's not retarded, though.
No. You need to push yourself into a, you know, get into a bubble and just keep pushing yourself into it.
Speaking of bubbles, have you ever walked in those, like, human-sized hamster balls?
That's what I wanted to suggest to him.
That's so much fun. You don't even know.
And it's the perfect tool for these times because of the whole social distancing thing.
Exactly.
Boy in the bubble.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, okay, got a couple more things to go on about, definitely. Next item on the show is, well, I have to make an apology in this article. If you're a cisfight woman or a normal woman in other terms, you don't cut it as a video game lead. I don't know why they do this. Yeah. This is another one of those, you know, wah stories. So let's get into it. So, the future is bright for current and upcoming. Okay, this is an article from Kotaku. Future is bright for the current and upcoming crop of AAA releases. Reviews for Return are positive. Gaster's hell to have Lady Dimitrescu chase me around in Resident Evil Village before I let her snap me in half. Ripped apart looks so sharp on PS5. They might become my first Ratchet & Clank experiences. And you already know I'm going to play the shit out of Mass Effect Legendary Edition. Other people are excited for these games because, in their eyes, these games speak to a welcome shift in video game culture, as every one of these titles either stars or prominently features a woman.
See, why did it have to go there? They didn't have to say, prominently features a woman. No, they could have said Ratchet and Clank and left it at that.
Yeah, Rift Apart and left it at that, too.
Yeah.
Right. So I haven't seen this Resident Evil game yet. I don't really know much about it, but did the game developers, did they write her a good story? Or is it just basically a total train wreck in the actual game itself? Not the article, but the game.
So from what I've heard story-wise, and I've been trying to stay decently spoiler-free because for the first time in a long time, I'm actually interested in the Resident Evil game because, you know, the story what I've seen in trailers intrigues me, and I'm not talking about, you know, lady, I don't even know how to pronounce her name. I'm not talking about, like, you know, it looks cool. Like, architecturally, it looks very old-timey, and I appreciate it. And, yeah, so I'm excited to eventually get my hands on it. But supposedly the story is decently good. I mean, I've been trying to stay mostly spoiler-free. So, I don't know in its entirety, but from what I saw in the trailer and, like, what I kind of read by trying to stay spoiler-free, it seems like it's a good game, so.
Yeah. And we still haven't yet to see the other games. I know we're all familiar with Mass Effect because it's a, you know, a remastering of the first three Mass Effect games that we've all grown and loved, you know, grown, played, and loved.
Yeah, but the fact that they're comparing it to Ratchet and Clank, I mean, they shouldn't do that.
Here's the thing. Now, here's where the next paragraph.
It's not even on the same level of
no.
Existence.
But when I look at these games, my excitement dims into frustration, and, like, the tiniest drop of ink in a crystal clear glass of water begins to take over. Vote these games star women. Monstrous women, badass women, or furry women. All the women are white or voiced by white actresses. So I can't quite feel the same sea change as others might when they look at these games. God damn.
All right. Stop this. Can you imagine if someone said this about any other race? And I hate to even say that. Why do they have a problem with white people being actors in this game? Who cares what color your skin is? Why do they care about this?
So, Aviara, I'm gonna give you two things.
This is really sick. Like, they're saying, oh, how dare all of these white people be involved? Like, bro, what? Really?
So I'm gonna give you two things, right? And these are the two things that I've heard recently.
Yeah.
A black man was talking to me, right? You know, we were chilling, we were both waiting for food. And for whatever reason, we got into a discussion about race, and he's like, I don't know, man, like, I just want to be judged by, like, my character and not the color of my skin, and I hope, like, you guys wish the same. Like, he was basically saying he doesn't get why there's so much hate towards only white people, because, you know, anyone can be a monster, right? It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, freaking purple, orange, doggo, anyone can be a monster.
Well, you know what, man? Let's say if it was only people from Malaysia that voiced this game, right? If it was only Malaysian actors and they were talented actors, they did the voices, all that was great. Who cares about what race there are? If they're white, if they're Malaysian, if they're black or Asian, whatever. It shouldn't matter to people.
So here's
it
where
really
my second
doesn't.
Here's where my second point comes in, is that unfortunately white people are just like the target for everything, for oppression, right?
Yeah, that's racist, man. That's not good.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm just saying that's the reality of the society we live in right now.
I seriously have to wonder how these people would respond if they were born in South Africa to a farmer. Because if they want race, if they want to be free, you're freaking out about racism. Pretty sure a bunch of black guys breaking into your house and then drilling out your kneecaps pretty much is going to send things on a completely different level. Most Americans don't even comprehend the amount of violence that's been going on in South Africa. Yeah, and you want racism? You want oppression? Try that place. I mean, shit.
Exactly.
Because
America is not a racist place. It's not like South Africa.
So the point I'm trying to make, Avira, is it doesn't matter what you look like. It matters how you act, right? You know, be a good person at the end of the day. That's basically what I was saying. Be a good person at the end of the day. We need to stop like this whole narrative of like white people bad.
I agree, and I'm saying that's how I view people too. The thing is, unfortunately, there are some groups of people in this world who don't like white people because they think that we're evil.
Yeah,
that's just how it is. I agree, but I mean that's a different topic. That's like media propaganda and all the fun little political topics that I don't want to get into. I want to talk Resident Evil.
Oh, yeah. And I want to talk Ratchet and Clank as well. I want.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I'm so happy about Ratchet and Clank coming out. Oh, I'm literally going to buy a PS5 just because of Rivet.
All right. Now,
when it comes to games, if you want to introduce a character of a different ethnicity, you need to make sure you do it in the right way.
Yeah. Exactly.
So my question is, this so-called cis white woman, what is her role? Where is she?
Yes.
And what is she specifically doing?
Right. Let's use the classic example of Commander Shepard in Mass Effect. What is Commander Shepard's role? The lead character. You know, commander of the Normandy starship. You know?
Well, yeah.
I feel like I should also point out that there are things you can do in Mass Effect to make Commander Shepard not cis, but I mean, she'll stay cis, but not
hetero. I want to point that out.
Yeah, that's besides the point. Yes, it is true, but that's besides the point. Anyway.
True.
But okay. The thing is, yeah.
I imagine if this game, this Resident Evil game, if they had a black woman who was a boss at a factory where they made shampoo, they would still probably find something to basically attack.
Well, so
if it prompts you to kill her, then, you know.
So Lady Dimitri, whatever, however you pronounce her name, is one of the antagonists of, because I'm apparently told there's multiple. She's not the only one, but is one of the antagonists of Resident Evil 8. And so, yeah, there would be backlash if she was someone else, because they'd be like, oh, well, look, they're making us kill off this person.
No, I wouldn't even think about it like that. Like, it's not like about what race or whatever the heck,
I mean,
color your boss is. Like, that's the boss of the game that you got to fight. You know, it doesn't matter who he is, you know?
You and I logically would not think that, right? You know, logically. But I'm saying
it doesn't, right?
But I'm saying in other world, you know, in whatever world these people are in that make these articles, they're going to be like, oh, of course they made you kill, you know, like say Lady D was black. Of course they made you kill the black person. You know, it's one of those things where they can't be happy no matter what happens, right? You know,
yeah.
You get.
Yeah. That's so crazy, man. That's so really crazy.
You pander to them, you get like a let's say trans black lead or something, or a trans black boss, like a trans black character in a game. But you have to like kill them. They're going to be like, "Well, of course they made you kill them."
You know what? I think we're at a complete loss of words of how bizarre this really is.
Exactly.
I was
trying to say something, but I was like,
yeah,
you're okay. Right, but like, bro.
Anyone who's watching this who doesn't understand where we're coming from, there's a 2009 movie called Descent. Watch it.
Yes, there is. They go down into hell for the last like 9 levels and shit. It's crazy.
No, that's not Descent. Descent's basically a bunch of cave explorers who go to a remote cave.
I know.
They go underground, they get attacked by monsters, and only, I think, one of them escape.
Yes.
There's
one
trope, though.
Not really. I mean, Descent, there was, like, a burning car and shit. That was, like,
That's a different movie.
It's not?
Yeah, that's a different movie. Descent's basically a group of professional cave explorers who go into a cave.
Are those the
not
four
hell.
Women that find those blind demon creatures that
yeah.
try to eat them?
They're not demon creatures.
Well, they were
they're
originally humans.
Monsters.
Yeah, well, they were human. Yeah, I know. I feel like we kind of derailed a little bit there. But
I mean, I guess it's kind of the whole gist of it because, you know, it's just
Descent is a good movie, though. It's really good.
I mean, the entire article is derailing in and of itself, so I feel like we're pretty close to the point, right?
You could basically call those alt-lefty woke-tards basically the demons in the cave. You know, they see something different from the outside world, and they freak out and go all feral.
Yeah, but ultimately, I think we've really reached where we needed to go, you know? Like, just in that state, you know?
Yeah.
This whole article is doing nothing but stirring up trouble where it doesn't have to be.
Yeah. So, let's move on. Find something, you know, something new and interesting for a change. And we have just that. So, we've got some half-man, half-animal hybrids.
Ooh.
In Netflix. Yeah. Wanted to try and get this in last week, but wasn't quite there. We wouldn't quite get the chance to. So, here we go. Netflix has a fantasy drama series called Sweet Tooth. And, well, look at that. What you get is a boy who's half human and half deer.
Sit here and have to wonder whether or not Zootopia and Beastars sort of kick this sort of thing off.
there were, you know, there were the forerunners that heralded the coming of, you know, half man, half hybrids. But
let's not forget, in mythology, there's a lot of like half man, half animal things as well. So maybe that's also playing into it a little bit.
Right.
Well, I know, but we have to look at it in this perspective. This person has horns, right? So y'all know Daniel Radcliffe. Remember?
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, he was in this movie called Horns, where he starred in this movie where he got like demon horns, and he was ostracized by society. So I wonder if like this movie is kind of inspired by that concept.
Ooh, it could be.
It might be. Yeah. Probably is.
And, you know, it does have an interesting design choice, I'll say this too, like, because they're more human than, and you know, just a bit of animalistic elements to it.
Right.
Like, it's not, you know, it's not Zootopia and it's not Beastars. Yeah. But this was,
this was a book before it was a movie.
Right.
Like, for me, that is how most things tend to go noble.
Yeah. They make adaptations. So in this case, like, the premise of Sweet Tooth is it set in a post-apocalyptic world with, you know, half man, half animal babies, you know, as a result of the apocalypse. And it said, you know, no one knew which came first, the hybrids or the virus.
Is this Corona? Is this Wawona-chan?
You know something? I think it's all connected. It all fits in full circle.
So you're telling me that eventually I get to become I don't get to become the half human, half animal, but my offspring will? I'm down for this.
Well, all you have to do in that case is contract the coronavirus.
I don't want Wawona virus, alright? And I'm trying to say Wawona, so that the video stays up afterwards, because, you know, YouTube with their
you know, they think our algorithm is going to get you down. I hear you on that one.
Oh, well, it's okay. The coronavirus was totally not created by China. Absolutely nothing having to do with a place called Wuhan. Nah, of course not.
I mean, Avira, I just like calling it the Wawona virus because it sounds so stupid. And that's basically how it made everyone for a solid year, so.
Well, I call our lovely demon Corona-chan.
I like to call it Wawona virus.
All right.
I'm interested in checking this out, but I'm not sure if I'm going to like it. It seems like it's going to be one of those long, drawn-out dramas.
Who knows?
Not really my thing, this type of story.
Maybe it'll just be like a fantasy reality thing for kids, and then we'll have to figure out how we can make it work in social justice warrior terms, because...
I don't know yet. I mean, they haven't given us much... they haven't given us much to go off with at the moment. It's just, you know, apocalypse happens, 10 years later, yeah. You know, like, you see a maternity ward, and, you know, we have a hybrid baby who's just being born, and the hybrid baby grows up, and on an adventure.
Maybe they're not giving away a lot intentionally so that they're not forced to rewrite it to appeal to some demographic of two people that are crying out. Maybe it's a strategy thing for them.
Who knows?
Can you wonder?
Yeah, you do have to wonder. Like, I haven't read the source material, mind you. But still, the point remains.
What's very important is Truna Numina pressure.
You okay there, Avira?
Very important. Yes.
Yeah, I think you're coming down with something. Are you coming down with something?
No.
You have a virus.
Do you have the Wawona virus?
The Corona virus. Oh no.
The Wawona, not Wawona.
Does this mean you're gonna, you know, are you now like part animal now, legit?
Wait. No, wouldn't it be he's part human now because he's an orange doggo?
Oh, fair point.
What?
Yeah. Now it's, you know, it's a human disease now.
Oh my goodness.
Well.
Anyways, do we have any more live comments going on?
We do. Dutch dog. I have had corona, just bad flu. Not nice, but no big deal. Yeah, sorry to hear that. It's
yeah, really, for you.
How long ago was that? Was it like a few weeks? 2 days?
Well, who knows? But the thing is, like, everyone experiences differently.
Yeah.
That's
true.
I don't know, you know, what lies ahead for... To get back to the movie, I don't know what's really going to lie ahead. Like, let's have a read of the premise of it. Says, you know, we wanted to make a show that offers escape and adventure, where nature is reclaiming the world, and in many ways it feels like a fairy tale. Sweet Tooth is a new kind of dystopian story. It's very lush and hopeful. We want people to come into this world with its beauty and hope and adventure. This is a sweeping story. We ride on trains, climb mountaintops, run through forests. This is a show about what makes a family, what home really means, and why it's important to keep faith in humanity. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds interesting, at least.
Yeah. Have the trailer. Like, it's not like your common post-apocalyptic thing where everybody's trying to survive in a wasteland.
I feel like that was a common theme like 2 or 3 years ago, actually.
I think it's been like this for like 5 or 6 years now, this sort of...
Possibly, yeah. It's kind of weird. Why is there so many post-apocalyptic films now? What happened to, you know, the feel-good family film of the summer?
I think that was like the 90s, the 80s and 90s.
The feel-good family films of the summer.
And then it became zombies, and now it's, just sort of, they stripped out the zombies and they just got people.
So So here's the thing, I'm wondering, when is it the furries' turn to be blockbuster hits? When is it our turn?
We had Zootopia.
Oh, that's fair,
The Japanese have Beastars.
True.
Yes.
Yeah, but none of this holy stuff in, you know, live act, you know. Because if they did, you know, verify everything in live action.
Who knows? Forest Tales, well, at least the non-pony one, may end up turning around and getting a contract like, what was that stupid movie? 50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Woo?
I don't know, man.
Oh, geez. That's great. Wait,
do any of you guys know what Forest Tales is? That Chuck
it. Yeah, I've heard of it. Man, I don't know.
Can we have 50 Shades of Uwu?
Okay, maybe in, you know.
It's called E6.
Somebody might go there. But yeah. Anyways, aside from that, could have gone a bit into a bit more detail on this, but yeah. On other hybrids, but yeah. I think
this
that's
is more
it.
Of a hybrid thing, not furry. Still, I think a lot of furries are gonna. You know, I'm gonna watch it, but I'm not too sure if I'm gonna like it.
Yeah, I mean, this is really appealing to the Twitch cat girls, not really the furry fandom.
It's again, like, you know, it's more, you know, the Japanese are like hybridify every, you know, half and half, you know, cat ears, cat features, but human face.
True,
and this is kind of right too. You know, we have kids got antlers, and you know. Animal ears, because I know, like, I would find it so jarring if there was, you know, if there was a common artistic mistake of having the kid has 4 ears. You know, he had human ears and animal ears.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, but at least, you know, I think aesthetically, it's, you know, it's not too bad. Something that's like, you know, real and live action. Convincing, yes. Like, as Kitsune would be the word, like, kimono mimis. So, yeah.
All right.
So yeah, that's that then. So, I believe that's it for this week.
I believe so.
Yeah, definitely an interesting, quite an interesting lineup this week. Once again, No Dragons, thanks. It's really very, very kind of you to do what you're doing for charity. We'll be eager to check in and see, see how that goes.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm happy to do it.
All right. And as you guys, any other closing statements while we're still here, No Dragons?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Remember, guys, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Take care of yourselves, drink lots of water, and if you have the ability and the capacity to do so, try and get involved with your local mental health charities to help out either youth or just any other people.
Oh, and Nick, what was that charity that you wanted to talk about?
Second Wind.
Second Wind. Yeah, the Second Wind Fund.
Okay. Just wanted to plug that.
Yep.
All right, cool. Awesome. Thank you.
All right, Noble.
You know, I do like Chris Rock skits, but I'd much prefer if they were limited to about half an hour and not be, every fucking day of the week.
But this thing is, because those things will overstay their welcome and
I mean, Snow White should have been a tiny footnote instead. I mean, holy crap.
Yeah, but this is what we got. So, I'll do something better for you guys. Okay, Avira.
Well, I hope everyone has a fantastic night. Things got a little bonkers tonight, but that's all well and good. I hope to see you next week.
All right.
I'm tempted to ask Joel what kind of world we live in. Joel, what world do we live in?
I got you right here. A clown world.
Honk, honk.
Yeah. So, one last live comment, Deutsch Dog. How can you join the Furry Raiders? Well, you can search up Furry Raiders online, looking for our Telegram group. We've got access as well on other platforms such as Steam. And, yeah. Hope to see you there. And last of all, I'd like to close up the show. Thanks once again for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this show as much as we did. Our episodes are available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, BitChute, and more platforms further down the line. This is us signing off for the week. Farewell, and until next time.
Bye.
Bye.